The top UN human rights official has called for the referral of Myanmar to the International Court of Justice over the country's deadly crackdown on Rohingya Muslims.
And we need to continue to insist that there be referrals to the ICC. We need to continue to insist this on the setting up of triple IMs, which indeed is what I've now insisted again on Myanmar. And I hope that we will see action from the General Assembly on that score. There are strong suspicions, yes, that acts of genocide may well have taken place, but only a court, having heard all the arguments, will confirm this. What I have said is that it wouldn't surprise me, it wouldn't surprise me in the least, if a court were to make that finding in the future.
Zaid also accused Myanmar's officials of making serial denials of serious violations against the Rohingya. His comments came a day after the country's national security advisor requested, quote, clear evidence to support accusations of ethnic cleansing or genocide against the minority group. The UN official said if Myanmar really wants the allegations to be disproved, it has to allow UN rights investigators into Rakhine State. Myanmar has repeatedly blocked the UN's special rapporteurs from entering the country. Since last August, an estimated 700,000 Muslims have fled what the UN Human Rights Commissioner calls a textbook example of ethnic cleansing in Myanmar. Joining us live now from London is Mr. Masood Shajare, who is the head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Mr. Shajare, do you agree with the UN that international courts need to get involved now?
Absolutely. We have been asking for this for a very long time. As a matter of fact, the only way the international courts could get involved is through requests from United Nations. As Myanmar is not a signatory. Really, this is the only way forward, and we have been urging this for almost more than a year. And it's about time that the international community needs to put its words into action. And UN needs to take forefront of this. And the fact is that everybody knows ethnic cleansing is taking place. Everybody knows genocide is taking place. And, we are allowing the Myanmar government to get away with genocide, and that is really not acceptable. So the only way forward is a UN route, but UN needs to act now. It's very little too late to just talk about it now. We need action.
I'm wondering though, Mr. Shajare, what kind of an obstacle is it that Myanmar doesn't even elect in UN investigators into places like Rakhine, for example? That would certainly make any court's job tough, wouldn't it?
Well, it doesn't, because there is really, despite the fact that Myanmar has closed all the doors through sort of international community and UN journalists, international journalists and so forth and so on, still there is ample evidence. There are evidence available by many Rohingyas who have actually escaped. Their stories, their evidence that we have collected from them, the fact that, a huge number of people are saying exactly the same story, it actually proves the fact that there is a systematically sort of ethnic cleansing, and acts of war crimes is being committed. And indeed genocide is taking place as a means of ethnic cleansing the Rohingya Muslims. So evidence is there, but what is not there is the political will of the Western nation, including the United States and Europe. And we need to make sure that all the politics will be put to one side, and we actually give the people of Myanmar a chance to survive, and the only chance they've got is by this matter to go to International Court of Justice.
All right, Mr. Shajare, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.